I remember the first time that we took that first batch of peyote, I think it was probably in the spring, and there was this huge outdoor concert, I think, in the San Diego Stadium, you know, and it was like Jay Giles' band, Carlos Santana, you know, it's just like, you know, it's like, and I love those things because you get to walk around, check out the babes, you know, and then, you know, you get really ripped and the whole deal. And the rock and roll, yeah. And how can it go wrong? And I, you know, back in those days, I mean, what was I, 22 or so, you know, and I love that whole deal of, like, you know, looking at people, you know, looking at freaks.
Yeah.
I just loved it. Now I can't tolerate any of these people. They really annoy me. But back then it was really a thrill. And so I'd eaten this peyote and I'm in the stands, you know, but I mean, you know, it was like acid without the buzz, you know, without grinding your teeth into sawdust, you know. So I got pretty ripped and, you know, the sun's beating down and we're up in the stands and I'm with my girlfriend Melanie, little Melanie Melodrama Collins. And I was like so lit, you know, I turn around and just at this particular moment, there was a guy behind me who I didn't even know, who had like this huge honking like slushy, like a 7-Eleven slushy, right? It was like the giant bucket size, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And for whatever reason, you know, and I was kind of like into that spiritual, you know, all for one for all vibe, you know. And I turn around, and it was sunny, it was beautiful, and Jay Giles was on a stage, and I thought, you know, this is great. And I turn around, and for whatever reason, it looked like this guy was offering it to me. And I turn around, and I was really hot and thirsty, and I said, yeah, man, thanks. And I grabbed it out of his hand and took a big gulp, and the guy was just incredulously looking at me, along with all my friends, going, what the fuck are you doing? You know, and I'm going, oh, yeah, that's just what I need. Thanks, man. That was so nice of you. And I give it back to him, and he's just like looking at me like, I can't believe this freak just took my slushie from me.